Today we are in the home of Mrs. Richard Halson in Devon, Pennsylvania. The date is January 26, 1981, and the interviewer is Carol Saradarian. Mrs. Halson, start out with, since we're going to be asking you different things about your attitudes and your values, do you mind if we ask you your age?
Well, let's say I was born in the last generation, in the last century.
And that makes you a little over 80?
Yes.
Okay.
Considerably over 80. Well, halfway through.
Okay.
Almost.
Well, then, you have probably, you've seen many different generations grow up. Can you compare, for instance, your childhood when you were growing up to now, the major differences that you see?
Well, there really isn't any comparison because in our day, we had to depend entirely upon our own resources. We just barely had started having telephones and automobiles. And, of course, not movies later on, but not in my young days. And no TV, of course.
None of the conveniences.
Oh, yes, we had conveniences.
But you didn't have the telephone.
We didn't have the extras, I call extras now. We had all the basics.
Probably not knowing, I guess you didn't miss it.
Oh, well, of course not.
Do you think children have an advantage by having all these today?
In some ways, yes. Some ways, no. Maybe they have too much nowadays.
So there is advantages and disadvantages.
Yes,
too much in what sense?
Oh, too much freedom, too much of too much amusement, so that they don't.